From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United Nations aid chief is warning that Syria is the greatest humanitarian crisis of our time, with hundreds of thousands of civilians in dire need of food, water, and medical supplies. Stephen O'Brien made his case before the UN Security Council on Monday.
The Syrian people have faced an onslaught of unspeakable violence. The reports are endless. Barrel bombs, hellfire cannons, cluster munitions, chemical weapons, thermite bombs, napalm, suicide bombs, mortars and rockets, snipers, bombs landing on schools, hospitals and civilian neighborhoods, rape, illegal detention, torture, child recruitment, sieges of entire cities, starving people to death deliberately.
O'Brien said the UN is ready to move aid into eastern Aleppo as soon as it receives the necessary security guarantees. The UN has been asking for weekly 48-hour pauses in the fighting in Aleppo in order to get aid in and the sick and injured out. Turkey is backing away from claims that a child suicide bomber sent by Islamic State carried out an attack at a Kurdish wedding, killing 54 people. Prime Minister Binali Yildirim on Monday said speculation that a child was responsible was based on rumors from witnesses. So far, no one is claiming responsibility for the attack, which has similarities to attacks carried out by the Islamic State. North Korea is making its threat once again of military action against South Korea and the United States as their annual joint military exercises got underway on Monday. Tens of thousands of U.S. and South Korean troops are training together for 2 weeks. Pentagon spokesman says the annual drills are designed to make sure the United States can defend South Korea from communist North Korea. The exercises, according to the spokesperson, are 100% defensive in nature. This is VOA News. Two Chinese nationals will go on trial at a military court in Bangkok on Tuesday for their alleged roles in a deadly bombing at a Bangkok shrine 1 year ago. The blast killed 20 people, wounded more than 100 others at the Hindu shrine. But a year later, more than a dozen key suspects named during the investigation remain at large, while analysts say Thai authorities have yet to offer a convincing motive. U.S. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton is responding to allegations made by her Republican rival Donald Trump and his backers that she is suffering from health problems that could be problematic should she win the presidency. Clinton poked fun at Trump's assertion during an appearance on a late-night TV show on Monday.
Well, this has become one of their themes. Here, you take my pulse while I'm talking to you.
Okay.
Make sure I'm alive.
Oh, my God, there's nothing there.
There's nothing there.
Clinton and Trump have released notes from doctors declaring them physically fit for the presidency. A new batch of emails released Monday indicates several donors to the Clinton Foundation were given access to Hillary Clinton during her time as Secretary of State. Donald Trump is calling for an investigation by an independent prosecutor outside the Justice Department.
We are going to have a new immigration screening test to keep people out of our country.
That was Donald Trump speaking about immigration, but he also, in that appearance in Ohio, talked about the need for an independent investigator to look into the connection between the Clinton Foundation and during the time she served as the Secretary of State and access to her in that office. Trump called on the Clinton Foundation to be shut down. Clinton campaign officials have firmly denied any wrongdoing, saying any decisions by Clinton were made without considering the influence of donors. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has called for deployment of protection force to help stabilize South Sudan. Joe Craig has the story.
South Sudan was at the top of the agenda Monday as Kerry met with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and foreign ministers from Kenya, Uganda, Sudan, Somalia, and South Sudan in Nairobi at the start of a three-country tour. The Secretary of State announced the United States would be giving $138 million in new aid to South Sudan, which he said would be used for food, water, and medicine for those in need.
We're not just going to provide help incessantly. If they're not willing to accept responsibility and do the things necessary to deliver to their people.
Kerry also said it is urgent to deploy the 4,000-troop Regional Protection Force in South Sudan. Jill Craig, Nairobi.
I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. More news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.